Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, many business functions are in a state of transformation thanks to COVID-19, as the finance and accounting function is as well. The skills required today are vastly different from what was necessary just 10 short years ago. Amidst the economic uncertainty, F&A professionals are now required to deliver financial information at a quicker pace, and this cannot be achieved by relying on manual accounting processes. This presents an opportunity for professionals to focus on higher-level analytical tasks and focus on producing data-driven insights. So how can finance professionals transition from back-end number crunching to invaluable in-house sources of counsel? Today we're joined by Terry Smug, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia-Pacific and Japan at Blackline, a leader in accounting automation software. Terry, thanks for joining us today.
Most welcome, Harvey. Thank you.
So let's talk about the role of that F&A professional in terms of helping an organization out managing its digital transformation journey. It's their job now too?
Well, you know, I think the role has really evolved, right? It's always been their job, but it's always been taken back that they are the back office function. Don't think about strategic initiatives. That's not really your baby. But if you can't think about it, right, that's the backbone of every organization. Right, it's mission critical, making those decisive, you know, financial insights to those things. So if you look at the digital transformation element, this is exactly where they should be, the forefront of doing things, making sure it's compliant, making sure it's governance, and more importantly, adapting to this really fast, rapid changing world that we're in right now.
And they're uniquely poised to do so. Why? Because now it sounds as if they need to have a fair amount of digital skills.
I think the ability to leverage technology and to really streamline and automate those processes can help greater transparency, right? You know, help provide proper, accurate information. The F&A professionals really currently oversee core financial processes of the organization. So fundamental things like accounting, audit, compliance processes, right? Things that we kind of know of what they do in the day-to-day perspectives. Now, many of these tasks are obviously being streamlined from an automation standpoint, from providing analytics tools. And this is the idea of why it's strategic for them, right? Because it elevates the whole element to them. Leveraging technology to streamline that, automating processes, only helps provide greater transparency, but more importantly, accurate information for the organization. F&A professionals are in an absolutely fantastic position because they can do this with the insights they have, the data that they've got, which is really mission critical, but really offer more strategic analysis and help the organizations make decision-making processes in real time. The F&A organization today has got a lot of resilience, right, in regards to where they go from a culture of data-driven, right? And that's really, really important. And that's why they're really poised to really take this digital transformation to another level altogether.
And they're data scientists already, so to speak? I mean, if I had to put a label on it.
Yeah, that's where we really got to differ, right? You've got the real core data scientist that's looking at the tons of data within the organizations and making a lot of informed decisions, not just in finance, right? But in the data that you have, be it marketing, be it sales, be it in any element itself within the organization where they got to deal with data, taking AI, you know, making sure that they are looking at the organization in totality. But where it really brings the F&A practice in play is that, you know, their ability to transform financial data to having decision data insights and driving business forecasts, that is the critical juncture where they would differ with the traditional data scientists.
Are there skills gaps now within F&A professionals, Terry, that need to be filled?
Ah, loaded question. I think, look, you know, everyone, you know, you and I, to be told, right, we need to adopt new technologies and tools. We need to have a spirit of continuous learning, not more sure for the organization, but also to remain competitive for a long time to come, right? You know, the whole perspective of lifelong learning, right? Learn, you unlearn, you relearn. Are there gaps today? Well, look, I think the gaps today are more so in the ability to wanting to automate. We've been so used to doing traditional things, you and I.
Yep.
And now with the remote close, the virtual close, how do I close my books remotely? How do I do an audit close remotely, right? You got to automate that. The lack of physical cues, also brings about the issues of effective communication, helping to nurture those relationships. I strongly believe that the F&A professionals, you know, have got fantastic written communication skills, right? That's where they are. And so do they are from a verbal. Taking the data that they have, they're now conveying that to others. And these skills are extremely important, and more so it's helping them actually translate and transverse across the organization as they elevate their into a more strategic role.
What skills then should they be picking up that will make them more competitive?
Yeah, you know, a couple of things, right? Yeah, firstly, having the ability to wanting to learn new technologies, right? We can't run away from that. I think we all agree on that bit. If they adapt to an agile organization, you know, learning new technologies, helping to automate, streamlining processes, allowing collaboration to come in there, this is actually going to play an active role, not only to the employee per se, right, which is really, really important because employee morale is key, but more so also from an organization standpoint, right, as they go out there and embrace new technologies to help the organization scale greater heights. You know, one of the key things I feel that here in F&A is a creativity level. And we are stuck between the chasm of between rigid and agile. Traditional accounting really favors meticulousness, a strict adherence to formulas and processes, very rigid, right? You've got this whole perspective.
Yeah, but no one more meticulous, more detail-driven than the computer.
You are right. But then again, that's where the element of accuracy comes into play, right? While these are all still important, the F&A professionals in this new environment must also look to be able to think outside the box. That's where the creativity element comes into play. So while it's good that we have the computer or we have technology to help streamline this whole process, how about combining that creativity, combining the technology, providing an in-depth understanding of the company's financials, right? What are the perceptions? You know, and today we are talking about perceptions of the F&A professionals. That's pretty much it. How can we shift the mindset from cost center to strategic resource? And so that's really the crux of it all.
Terry Smug, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Blackline. So you folks over at Blackline, you're a leading accounting automation software, probably have come into contact or are coming into contact with lots of emerging tech. Talk to us about some of the ones that will have the biggest impact on the F&A function.
You know, we've over 3,000 customers worldwide. You know, we obviously have an array of customers across industries, and that's helped us provide really unique proposition to our customers, right? We are seeing emerging tech all the way, all around automation across artificial intelligence, robotic process automation, but it really comes about of reducing back office costs, improving efficiency, right? You've got high transaction volumes going on today. How do we, you know, as a cloud-based vendor, right, the ability to wanting to make sure that everybody within the organization can work remotely, right, which is so important, right, today, you know, addressing the high-level view of risk, performing audits, identifying issues. This really encompasses the two tenets of compliance and governance, right? Cloud solutions like Blackline, for example, help centralize their compliance function, integrates it with the company's existing processes. And more importantly, what we are seeing in the finance sector, right? AI, ML, machine learning in this case, are helping organizations to analyze their data better, provide better analysis, interpretation. You know, I mean, you and I mean, the layman today on the street will not be able to interpret that data, right? Way that you want it. And that's very important. How do we get the professionals to, you know, take away that element to say, let's go through the spreadsheets manually, but really free up their time to have more strategic high-level stuff that they're doing today?
Let's talk about then the F&A professional and IT working more closely together. It's strange that they don't, given that they kind of both are in the same direction, so to speak. Same types of people, meticulous, right?
You know, that's a really good one. Getting organizations, especially functions, and both for mission critical, I mean, the finance, the backbone of making sure the lights are switched on, and IT from an infrastructure point and software and whatnot. But I think it's the business acumen coupled with the enhancement of the skill sets of employees, right? And that's very, very important. So business leaders have to really work together to assess the capabilities of our employees that we have today. And look at the team dynamics in terms of, hey, you know, how can we respond to all these ongoing disruptions? How can we be agile at the same time making sure that we are adapting and adopting? Because these are pillars, right? Core pillars of our organization, IT and finance. So this is where organizations have to really talk about introducing the right technology, the right tools to really build a resilient organization, you know? I mean, what's clear with the new strategic imperative today, it is in this turbulent, disorientating time, it is essential to build strength by finding the appropriate balance of adaptability, prediction, and resilience. And that's really important. And functionally, finance, F&A professionals play a pivotal part in that.
It sounds like before we get to that step, though, Terry, F&A and IT together, F&A maybe needs to sit into C-suite meetings. What needs to be put in place before the organization can effectively make it happen?
Good point down there. But the CFO plays an extremely vital part in the organization. I mean, it's literally hand and glove with the CEO. He's a strategic partner to the organization, not just from a reporting element, right? Not just getting the annual reports out there and keeping the company afloat, but really providing the insights to where this organization can go in the next 3-6 months. Those use the day whereby, you know, we were to say, let's plan 14 months ahead, 10 months ahead. We can't do that now. The volatility of what's going on today makes it so different. And that's when, you know, the Office of Finance and with the CFO, it becomes extremely important for, you know, him or her to really look at his F&A team and say, guys, let's come out from the mundane day-to-day manual processes that we are doing and engage to be more strategic to see where can our organization pivot? Where can we go out there and be more agile? You know, and it's not about just saving costs, Harvey, right? It's not just about getting higher productivity from our employees. It's about making that next competitive decision, right? And staying afloat, but more importantly, you know, making revenue in the future.
Terry Smark, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Blackline. Terry, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Harvey. You have a great day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.